Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Who or what was responsible for the damage done? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Courtney. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Courtney. Thanks.
I'm enjoying a blue dum-dum. It says mystery flavor, and even though I'm eating it, it's still a mystery. So congratulations, they're right.
Oh, so it wasn't me that did this, but my friend, she works at the Port of Tacoma, and she drives the trucks to and from the ships that they take the containers off of, and then they load them onto this truck, and they got these, like, train-like, they're connected by like these train-like things, you know?
Okay.
And they carry them from each ship, and she had a load of probably seven or eight of the containers, and they were full of brand new Dodge trucks. And the guy that connected them, he didn't latch it, like lock the thing. I don't know what it was, but he didn't lock something on it. And when she turned the corner driving it, all the containers tipped over, and it totaled about probably 30 to 40 brand new trucks.
Ah.
Wow.
You got to wonder where those Dodge trucks are being shipped in from. Detroit? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a big boat coming from China, right?
Right.
Isn't that typically how that works out in Tacoma? I'm just kind of curious. Or is that from Mexico? Where are these coming in from?
I think they were coming from Asia, Europe area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Europe area.
You know, right. The Eastern Hemisphere.
Right,
I like the way she's getting them all
exactly.
in.
Though.
I know.
Right.
Hey, dude, I'm thinking about you, Africa, but you ain't making cars. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on, dog. We know.
Yeah.
From Asia or Africa?
Europe? I don't know.
Europe? I'm not sure.
Who or what was responsible for the damage done? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey. How
Hola.
You guys doing? What's up?
Doing great.
Hola.
Man. Thanks, man.
Hey, I got a little story about when I was a kid. It's kind of a G story. So, we grew up in Montana, and we had a big picture window in the front of our house. And I was out shooting squirrels or something with my BB gun, and I shot a hole right in the middle of that big picture window with my BB gun by accident. And I came in. I was just waiting for my dad to get home. He comes in, starts screaming and yelling. And I was just about to confess, and my brother confessed.
What? Was he trying to save your ass?
No, he had been outside shooting cans, and he had thought that he must have, he said, I must have ricocheted or something. I didn't mean to do it, which didn't really matter to my dad. And so being the good brother that I am, I kept quiet for like 25 years.
Yeah, I would have too, man.
And my dad was mad about it. Every holiday dinner, it got brought up. And when my brother got a job when he was 18, my dad made him pay him $1,000 to get a new humongous picture window.
Is that how much it cost to replace it?
Yeah, it was a big window, and this was like back in like 90, you know. So anyway, when he died, me and my brother took him up to the mountains of Montana and sprinkled his ashes. It was a really touching moment. So I told my brother, and he didn't think it was funny at all.
Even after all that time.
Right. And, you know, he asked me for the $1,000, but he didn't have a receipt. So,
and dad, and
is this as you're spreading the ashes?
Yeah, and at this point, dad will never know the truth. He was always mad at your brother. You know what I mean? Like, that's why your brother was mad. You know, like, in his lifetime, you could have said, by the way,
father never forgave him for that.
I love you. I'm glad I get to see you for this last weekend. It was me. I was responsible for the bay window, not my brother.
Instead, you know, you're like, I still can't believe what Dave did.
He went to his grave thinking that your brother did that to his picture window.
Guaranteed he liked me better for my whole life.
Sure he did.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
He's pissed.
Well, I kind of like it, man. Look, there's certain things my parents will go to the grave just not knowing. There's just, I mean, look, I don't want to go through it now. Sometimes they listen, but I got in huge trouble once for a party I threw at their house. They're out of town. The things they don't know, and I got in a lot of trouble. I mean, a lot of trouble because they found a lot of evidence of bad things. They didn't find it all. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, I mean, and I'm getting my ass ripped apart, man, but all I can think is, well, they haven't brought up this, or this, so like, you know what, man? And even if I bring it up to them now, like, my mom still gets this look. Like, it hurt them, pissed them off kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, they don't need to know.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff like that. We knocked a leg off a dining room table. This dining room table was, like, for 8 people. And so, Ted, do you remember the days of knee football?
Yeah, of course.
This is when we were bored. But there was a big area where we could play knee football, and it was in the dining room. Dining room was pretty big in their house. So that's where we played knee football. There's nothing in there to break. It's just the just the dining room table, all the chairs and all that stuff. A buddy Pat goes into the dining room on the leg into the table and takes the entire leg and snaps it inside. It breaks, right? The whole thing breaks. Now, unlike most tables now where the legs kind of screw in or this was a hard wired table. So that was kind of like the cuts that they made were kind of how the leg grooved into the actual table. We had the great idea that we would take some wood, glue. All right, well, wood glue.
It's not built for that.
It kind of looks like bubble gum. It's like this tan-looking stuff, and it bubbles out. So we tried that, and we put it in there, and it wouldn't stick. We also have vices out and stuff. Like, we're really trying to just glue this table back.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we got crazy glue.
Crazy
glue, and we glued the leg back on the table. Apparently, later on when his parents moved, they put his parents into a adult living community, all right? They had to sell the table. So they had this big, like, house sale of all their stuff because, like, what do the kids want, right? And they had this dining room table.
I don't want
this
that table.
This dining room
table
is like an old antique table. All the chairs are there, all that stuff. Well, they never used the table. And if they did, it held up, right? So this family agrees to pay, like, $500 or something for this used table and chair set. Which is a lot of money because it helps them move in. That was the whole point of doing this estate sale. And as soon as they picked the damn thing up, the leg fell off. And so they thought that they were trying to sell them a piece of crap.
Right.
You know, and eventually my buddy Pat's like, yeah, we're playing knee football about 15 years ago. And it took the leg off the table, man. So they never moved the table. Just sat in the dining room.
I mean, they couldn't sell it after that?
No.
No, they were going to sell it to somebody on the estate sale, and they couldn't because when they picked the damn table up, the leg fell off. The table never moved. It's a dining room table. You know, people never do anything to the dining room. It wasn't even touched. They might have eaten on it, and it might have been fine.
Sure.
As soon as they picked it up to move it, the damn thing fell off.
You know what? It's that table's fault.
Right. Knee football. Oh, we don't hear anything. It's a nerf.
Right? We used to play with a pillow sometimes.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK. No. And I wasn't. Hold on.
Cool. Hey, Ken, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm the one that texted earlier about running into my math teacher at the LA Zoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But to go along with that, I have another orangutan story. This one, in college, we're at a science class. We're going to go to the Woodland Park Zoo. We're making our way through there, and we end up with the orangutans. We're like, ah, cool, watching them. And the male in there, just for whatever reason, he just grabs one of the females by the arm and is just slinging her around. I mean, he's just...
A worker or somebody who's there as a visitor?
Oh, no.
Another orangutan.
Male orangutan has one of the females.
Does he seem angry? Is this fun for him? What was the sense you got?
He seems like he has he's a man on a mission, and she's going with him. It doesn't matter what.
Okay.
Like, man, that's getting really aggressive. And then he proceeds to slam her back up against the plexiglass, put his head between her legs, and that's when we decided they needed alone time.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus, yeah, that's awful.
Which part's awful?
The whole thing.
I mean, you know, it's... I just hope it was consensual enough, but...
It doesn't sound like
that works in the wild like that.
Yeah, I'm not too convinced on that, and needless to say, my wife, who's the big, big animal lover, she was not thrilled with that interaction.
You'll never do that to me! Good God. Yeah, you're an animal lover until you see that, right?
Oh, gosh, I can't imagine seeing that at the zoo.
Oh, my God, what are we witnessing? You know what that tells me? I hope an orangutan never finds me attractive. Ever. King Kong, like, ooh, I like that blonde woman. Like, hey, lady, sir, you should go. I have really bad news. He likes you. Orangutans, bro.
I will say this, and I've told the story, but on Chincoteague Island, they swim those ponies across the channel.
Yeah.
And they have a little roundup in the town for like 3 weeks, right? There's a festival. And it might only be a week. I take that back. They sell off some of the ponies, blah, blah, blah. But every time we went down there, the horses were fine. Every time my mom went down, those horses started getting it on.
Hey, no ladies bag. Yeah.
That's what she said. Looks like one's trying to get out.
Yeah.
That's not why he's on her back.
What time were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Was she trying to convince you, or that's what she was thinking?
She legit said it, right? So this, we were there for 4 days. So this happened 3 days in a row.
He's trying to get
out. Then the fourth day, they've swam the horses back over to the barrier islands. You can drive over there, and people just kind of stop on the side of the road. It's like a reserve.
Sure.
And people will stop, and you know that there's horses out there. And again, I ask you not. We get out of the car, we're looking at the horses, and there goes one, just mounting another one. And like the people next to us are like, we come here every year, I've never seen a mate. Really? Like, well, you don't know what the effect my mom has on these crazy horses.
A weird pheromone. Jesus.
I know, like, don't go look at a horse with my mom.
Do not take her to the track.
You should try that. Take her to the track, see what happens.
All the horses
Is there any dudes at the track? I thought they were all mares.
I don't know. You'll find out.
I'm just saying mares. I'm not positive.
I don't either.
Isn't it the age? Fillies are, 2 years older, younger, or something like that? I don't know how it works. But
I guess you're right. Secretariat retired your stud. He probably had a...
I'm going to go... If you're penis. Studding, there's your answer.
Sorry, horse people.
He was the worst stud ever. He had a vagina.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK. Egg donor.
Nature finds a way.
Hello, Diane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. So I was stopping in Safeway one day, and there's a gentleman in front of me, an older gentleman, and he's a black gentleman, and his pants, his sweats are like the same color that he is. And I'm behind him, and when your mind doesn't flip something right, and I'm looking at something that just isn't right. And I realized that his pants are down to his thighs, and he has a big wad of toilet paper like a Playboy bunny tail between his butt cheeks.
What? Where are you?
My mind didn't comprehend for a minute. When it did, I was like, oh, this is, no.
Where were you again?
Safeway
Safeway, of course.
On Market and 15th. That's a weird store. I could probably tell you more stories about that store.
I know that Safeway.
I know that Safeway, too. I've never seen that. You're right. It takes your brain.
You got to miss out on it. And then I let him go in front of me, which I'm like, why am I? But there were, like, kids and stuff around, and him out of there. And the guy, the cashier goes, yeah, he's not supposed to be in here. I'm like, just ring him up and get him out.
What was he buying?
Do you think I was looking at what he was buying?
Oh, check out that hot butt with the toilet paper coming out.
I'm interested in what he was buying,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really like, what does that guy need?
I wonder, I don't know. I don't.
Jesus.
What if he was just that stoned?
Yeah.
That stoned? Bro, we've all been really stoned.
Like, what kind of Hungry Man dinner is that? Yeah. Is that any good?
I would have been.
Is that boar's head mustard?
What is that?
Oh, by the way, you got TP in your butt crack.
Yeah.
But
is that Cottonelle?
That's what I would have done. Talked about his order a little bit. Like, hey, by the way, brother,
would you let him go in front?
Your pants are down.
I wouldn't let go in front of me.
No, I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not. In fact, if their kids are on it, like, look at this.
After ridiculous.
Do. You think hot sauce is needed right now? Do you?
I can tell you it's not.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Why don't you go get why don't you go wrestle down some Pepto, all right?
Yeah, I don't think you need right now. I don't know you. It's a guess. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I moved to Boise, Idaho, I don't know, a long time ago. And I was looking for a new karaoke bar. So somebody told me about a dive bar that had karaoke. I go in there, and there's an old man, when I walk in, with like a leather pirate hat on, an eye patch, and a live parrot on his shoulder.
Oh, boy.
And top it off, he had an actual wooden peg leg.
Oh,
they called
God.
Him Pirate Pete.
Okay. I'm sure he's famous in the area.
Oh, the guy with the peg leg?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he is full-on pirate, everything. The parrot, the eye patch, the real wooden leg. But he was a regular there. He's there every day with his bird.
Do you think
crap to you.
Do you think he's the type of dude who lost the leg, got a wooden leg, and then at that point decided to go full pirate? You know what I mean?
I never asked him.
Did he do karaoke? Because I'm back to, yes. What songs
Wait.
Is this song?
All
sing?
Right. What kinds of songs was...
I did it my way.
Yeah,
thank
right.
you. Thank you very much.
That's exactly what he's singing. Right. You know it.
Oh, yeah. He sang a bunch of songs, and his parrot would even do, like, lines from certain songs. And
I don't know why that makes me angry.
Do you think that guy got laid?
You know
no.
That. Okay.
No. No. I would think that he did. Oh, hey, Ted, we have an update on our horse questions.
Okay, all right.
Fillies are young girls. Colts are young, intact males. Geldings are not intact males, but they don't tend to race geldings. It's a breeding thing. Most male race horses are geldings, neutered.
Hmm. Huh.
Now we know.
Okay.
I know something, anyway. Because they have the different races, like two-year-olds, three-year-olds, all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
I always hoped that meant what?
I don't want to ask another
horse. Just ask it, because it'll get answered.
Dude, like, if the horse is normal, like, he's got his thing on there, do they cinch it up, like, before the race? It's not just...
Ooh, you know, it's not a bad question, right?
Because you don't really notice that.
Well, people say you're hung like a horse for a reason, so...
They tape it to the inside leg.
Just like me.
I'm dead serious, do that?
No, you're right, because otherwise you'd watch horse racing and be distracted, but like, oh my God, look, you know, I mean, you wouldn't not stare at that the whole race.
Like, that's the thinking this out loud.
Look at that thing.
Like, I've never seen one.
Do you like Velcro it up to the belly? I don't know.
Down the stretch they come.
A way to attach it to the saddle.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good
His
question,
penis though. Beat himself right. by a link. His penis crossed the line technically first. Yeah, jockey's beating him with it.
He's running real fast.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
A jobs website called Zipia just dug through Google searches from last Thanksgiving to find the most embarrassing thing that multiple people in each state were searching for. And we do have the top 10. I've actually got all of them just in case you guys want to search by state, but here's the top 10 here. These are the top 10 most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google searches. Indiana at number 10, quote, how to unclog a toilet without a plunger.
It's going to be tough.
It's a bad time.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's going to be tough.
I just dropped a load. Into your toilet.
I actually had a Christmas one year that was just like out of Christmas Vacation. The doggone septic overflowed and flooded our basement full of all kinds of nasty.
Jingle smells.
It's terrible. Having to call the septic drain at Christmas Day.
Oh, ho, ho.
Number 9, Wisconsin says, quote, what does it mean if your poop is green?
I've contemplated that before.
I believe it's like low iron or something like that. Could be that you're getting sick. Mucus.
Oh, smash!
Again, these are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google searches in each state. Number 8 with New Jersey, and they're searching for, can dogs eat cranberry sauce? I've heard no. I've heard don't go for that.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a dog.
I don't know, but I don't give my dog food.
Right.
I mean, ever. Err. Not even dog food. Just nothing.
Err on the side of caution. Don't give your dog food.
You can't give him a little piece of turkey?
No. I don't do it.
Because it might have seasonings on it.
Now, listen. I know for a fact that I do not. And I'm like, the only reason why is because I feel like once you do it, this is the expectation. And right now, you can expect for me to not do it. Problem is, I'm not so sure about my son, man. I mean, he's slick about it, but I'm pretty... Like, he'll never do it in a way where I've seen it happen, but you hear the dog smacking her lips under the table. I'm like, well, it sounds like she just ate something.
She knows where her bread's buttered.
What does he not want to eat?
I know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Try to think when we had a dog. I guess it was mostly dog bones. We didn't really feed him from the table.
Right.
But I thought your dog liked a steak rare.
Well, yeah, she...
Her steak.
It was being marinated. We were very excited about that meal, Ted. We... Came, it's the only thing we talked about on the ride home. We walked in the house, you could smell the marinade, and there on the floor in the dog's mouth was a marinating snake.
Yay.
Steak. Yes, steak. We're not doing the voodoo thing.
Once again, these are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google search in every state. I like number 7 with North Dakota. Taco Bell near me.
Oh, damn.
This was searched on Thanksgiving. So somebody's trying to bail out of this bad Thanksgiving party and grab some Taco Bell.
You said North Dakota?
I would guess anything with near me in it in that area is probably pretty hard to find.
That's true. That's
I have definitely, as a teenager, been to a Taco Bell after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after the meal, that's cool.
Yeah, right. it was at like a different family's house. Look, the stuffing
was okay.
The stuffing sucked. All right, there it is. It was dry as hell.
The main event was no good.
Yeah, so went to Taco Bell.
Got to recover the day. Number 6, Mississippi, mayo recipes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the right state. Hey, I got mayonnaise. What can I throw in there? You know,
right, like recipes
up.
Call for mayo. I've never been like, I've got so much mayo.
Right. Here's the thing. I don't know if it's what can other, mayo go into or how do I saying, make mayo.
Other than deviled eggs, I can't think of anything that some people
that's
would
why
use
I Googled it,
for
son
Thanksgiving
of a bitch.
That you would use mayonnaise.
We didn't know either.
Maybe like a vegetable dip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Coleslaw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google search in every state. Number 5 with Tennessee, can you cook turkey in the microwave?
No! I mean, you can... No!
That's a long cook in the microwave.
I mean, no. You can.
You can do anything.
But you're not going to eat it when you're done.
Pre-cook it in the oven first. Number 4 with Michigan, how to treat food poisoning.
Wait, what state was that?
That was Michigan.
Michigan.
I'm not going to Michigan for Thanksgiving ever.
Ew.
Well, Michigan got their undercooked turkey from the microwave guy over in Tennessee.
Right. Oh, man.
I'll bring the turkey up.
These are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google searches in every state. Number 3, Pennsylvania. How to win an argument.
Oh, jeez.
Don't even start one. That's how.
Family.
Number 2 in California, racist grandma.
Oh, Jesus. Racist grandma.
Racist grandma.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
It does throw in there in Louisiana. Louisiana's was a racist family. So fantastic. And this is...
Yes. Racist grandma.
She's back! As voted by Zippia, this is the number 1 most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google search. And it comes out of Alaska, where the top embarrassing search was divorce lawyer.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Well, happy holidays.
On Thanksgiving.
What was Washington State?
Washington State, we had smoking oven.
Okay, I can live with that.
One of my favorites was New York. It just says leather.
Leather?
What is going on in New York? Happy Thanksgiving.
I
leather
need a coat.
Time.
Oh, let's see. New Mexico has fast food open.
Okay.
Right next door in Arizona is Little Caesars open today. Nevada, Thanksgiving alone.
Oh. Damn.
Nevada. Thanksgiving alone.
I mean, that's not as funny this year as a lot of people are going to have
sure.
to.
Sure. It's just sad that a state has that.
I did it 1 year, man. It sucked.
Yeah, it does.
It's a drafty row house.
Colorado Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah. Butterball. That's a good thing there. The hotline.
They're admitting they don't know how to cook
don't
it.
Don't they
so
have the thing
the
that pops out to tell you when it's done?
Yep.
So,
do they all have it?
I thought Butterball. That was their gimmick. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't that hard because once the thing popped out, you knew the turkey was ready.
Yeah, I think I don't know. People just screw up. I've known a few people that have called that hotline. Mm. It doesn't have to be a Butterball. I don't think. You don't have to tell them. But.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it a Butterball?
I think most of the calls are like, "How do I defrost this?" And like, "Too late. It's Thursday."
Plan on eating Saturday.
Miles, are you ready for West Virginia? Any guesses on what West Virginia would be?
Nope.
There's a common theme of all these of places being open and wondering where these other restaurants are near them.
Can I buy a biscuit?
Golden Corral Thanksgiving hours.
Oh.
All right. That sounds about right.
That's sensible. Yeah.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Zeph. Welcome to the men's room.
Big D. Tony.
Hola. Death sober, not sober.
Sober. About to get off work, so shortly not.
Okay. Men's room poll, which would you not want to deal with? The person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
Honestly, I'm a lover, not a fighter, so I would probably not do any of them, but the flamethrower seems like it'd do the most damage, so I'm going with that.
All right.
All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice. 3, 5, 7, or 9. How many holes are in a standard Ritz cracker?
Ooh, I'm thinking 9.
Ritz is circled. 7.
It is 7.
7.
Have you seen the new giant one for Christmas?
Giant Ritz? No.
Oh, yeah. It's like you could serve like charcuterie on it. It's like literally like this big.
Oh, no, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right, here's your question. What type of vegetable is a marrow fat?
A marrow fat?
It's often frozen, yeah. Very few people eat fresh versions of these vegetables, in my experience.
I have no clue, honestly.
Mike, you got it? Ted, Miles? Miles, I'll give you a hint. You had a vasectomy, and it came in handy.
Peas.
That is correct.
Peas.
All right. Yep.
You know what's funny? You're right. I don't eat a ton of, like, fresh peas. But I'll eat frozen peas or canned peas.
Or canned peas, right.
Or dried peas.
It's just, it rarely happens. So I have fresh peas. Probably because that's not a sales pitch.
In the winter, I eat snow peas.
You know what? That is a vegetable. I make a smoothie. They're slurpees. Very good, yeah. Mm. All right, here's the question. What U.S. state is the closest to Bermuda? Miles got this right. As a hint, it is not Florida. That was my guess. It's not Florida.
Not Florida. Would it be Texas then?
It would not.
Roll Tide?
North Carolina.
North Carolina's closer to Alabama?
Wow.
Bermuda. Oh, you're saying closer to Denver? Yes. Yeah. Yes. North Carolina.
I was thinking just south.
That was my thought, so I guess Florida. I even said to myself, this is such a stupidly easy question. And I am wrong.
Bermuda. You see a lot of Bermuda, though, when you travel to North Carolina.
A lot of the culture.
Yeah.
Oh. I've never even been to these guys.
Zeth, question number 4. It's because you're a lover, not a fighter.
So do not go there. And if you do go to the East Coast, don't go to North Carolina.
Fair enough.
All right, your question. The U.S. Army's elite 101st Airborne Division is also known as the Screaming What?
The Screaming... All I think of is Screaming Eagles.
Oh, good!
Yeah. That's why you think of Screaming Eagles.
Your other choice was Screaming Weasels, and that was not the right answer.
They debated that for 5 years.
What are Screaming Weasels?
Man, I wish you'd get off that, man.
Game's Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Next thing I know, this guy's pulling out his Screaming Weasel.
I said, put that away, young fella.
It's a classic joint.
He's got a Screaming Weasel for a bit.
You're going to hate this. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bishola.
Hola.
Vice President Trump, our commander-in-chief, may retire in peace.
Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober. I'm on the download daydreamer here from Bayshore up here, where they got 25% off till the end of the year on all products.
Okay.
Just with the way you just rattle off the exact strand and like get a plug-in is amazing.
All right, Eastwood, you have to deal with a person who's got something. What would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
Boy. Yeah, I think with wet blankets and stuff, I could maybe fight off the flamethrower. I think the crossbow.
Crossbow, all right.
With wet blankets?
Yeah. Hey, Eastwood, I was down in Shelton last weekend. I knocked on your RV. You weren't there. So I just want you to know I tried.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I love you. God bless you and all you guys, man. You're a great hope for America.
Oh, well, thank you, Eastwood.
Yeah, I really tried.
He said he's out there for like an hour and a half.
I had a can of Vienna sausages in my pocket for you.
Opened already?
Exactly. I took one, just one.
Just how you like them.
Anyway, he said... shall we wait till the British have entered our home and bound us hand and foot? Is life so dear or peace so sweet that we should give it up for our freedom? He says, I dare not what course others may take. Give me liberty or give me death. That was our man, Papa Fender. He was a great citizen.
Oh, yeah.
The full quote.
You know, I appreciate that, Eastwood. I know. We should a light round of applause.
Right, man. We don't give up our liberties lightly.
See, it kills me that you know that entire speech. I feel like right now everyone feels like they should know.
I tried to do that in Paul Revere, man, but Paul Revere goes on. It's like a couple chapters, man, you know.
So you stopped reading about Paul Revere.
All right, I get it. The British are coming. So,
okay.
I get it.
I take back what I said. All right, here is your question. What actor played the role of Crocodile Dundee?
Crocodile Dundee.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you two would be buddies if he were real.
Yeah, I know. I'm just having a brain fart on his name. I know him. That Aussie bastard,
That Aussie bastard. Aussie bastard.
You're right. That Aussie bastard, Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan. There you go. Yeah, I loved him, man. Yeah.
Brother of Hulk.
Knife. That's not a knife, you know. I got my K-bar, man, so if you come after me, man, I'd slice and dice you. You don't want to get in close in an end fight with me, so.
Eastwood, you're one of my favorite people. Do you know that?
I love you, too. I keep her in the door jam on my door in my car, man. Yeah, when I got sailed by those guys at 4 o'clock in the morning, man, when I was going to work, I come out and told them, you know, they saw I stole their bike, and I told them I'd dice, and then I got busted on a casino in Evergreen, man. The cops did a full-blown, you know, get out, hands up, hands on your head, and I kept yelling I didn't steal their bike, and all my truck drivers drove out laughing at me. Dr. Phil out there getting busted. It's great.
Thank you for that, because I was just getting ready to ask.
I love hearing a man down there at Pepsi, man. I can now talk and say anything about any company I work for. I'm not on vocal restraints from talking about the past, now that I'm retired.
You're free, Eastwood. You're finally free.
I am free, man. God help them, man. You know, God forgive them, for they know not what they did. The words of Christ. That's what I said when I retired. So
he had a pretty long book, too. I'm surprised.
I'm going to build those ridges and fly down and see you one of these days in your studio, man. I'm working on my my alcohol and hydrogen economy as we speak. I got my inverter and creating my gas. So here we go.
Here we go.
When you take over Elon Musk as the world's third richest man, everyone's just going to look at each other with their mouths hanging open.
Yeah, just remember when you give all your friends $1 million.
He's got off in this AI crap, man. I don't know, man. I wish he'd just stay with his visions of going to Mars and keep his head out of the toilet. But we'll see what goes on with AI. He might help some, you know, Michael J. Fox or whatever get sane again.
Okay. Question three, Eastwood.
Question number three. How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
A Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Well, it's six colors.
Yeah, it's a cube.
Six colors.
It's a cube.
Six colors.
It's
you got it, right, Eastwood. Right, by the way, they said Eastwood needs to make a podcast. That's not a bad idea. Because, no, you can pause it whenever you would like. So,
well, he ain't pausing.
No, he won't. But I'm saying you can pause it, you know, if you need to do anything.
It couldn't even fit a commercial in that podcast.
I love Eastwood, but that would be a long podcast.
You wouldn't listen to this. Come
on,
man.
I listened to the first
Ted,
one.
It's a 45-minute podcast in 5 minutes. Right. It's for the person looking to save time in their podcast experience.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
What is the craziest phone call that you've ever had to make or receive? 206-421-ROCK.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola!
Okay, about 10 years ago, I was over at a friend's house. His wife took off for the night, day and night, and his little brother was there, and we get all drunk and stoned, and we decide we're going to run around the house shooting each other with his kids' Nerf guns. And his brother had the surround sound set up, and he was playing some military game. So the shot, you can hear the machine gun shooting really loud through the house. And somewhere or another, my friend Brian decided to put his phone in his back pocket, and he butt dialed 911. Saying I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna shoot you, I'm gonna do this. Well, long story short, SWAT team ended up kicking in our door, and that wasn't a fun night. That messed up my drunk pretty good.
Did they believe you immediately, or how long did the process take for them to understand that it wasn't a situation?
They went kicking the door in, and we come running around with our Nerf guns, and we're looking down the barrel of real guns, and we just kind of stopped and dropped and And they went through the house, and they realized the video game was on surround sound pretty loud, and they made them turn that down, and we got lectured pretty good, and then they went about their business.
What? Let me ask you this: when you say they kicked the door down, is this like we need to replace this door? You know what I mean? Like it's off the hinges.
They didn't do that. They just came through, and that was it. And when they left, they left, and I never heard anything more about it. And I think my friend had to replace his own door.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. SWAT's a lot different than your average.
You don't want to make that call. What's the craziest phone call you've either had to make or that you received? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
So what was the craziest phone call you either had to make or receive?
Okay, so I received a phone call after a party we tried to throw that never ended up happening. Classic 16, 17-year-olds trying to throw a party when their parents are out of town. And they ended up coming back because their flight was canceled. And we just had gallons and gallons of bourbon that, you know, we now had to drink ourselves between about 10 of us instead of the 30 that we were expecting. And I don't remember the rest of the night. However, the next morning, I got a phone call from the guy hosting the party saying that many people had defecated, urinated, and vomited all over the place.
Inside of his house?
Inside. So his bedroom was in the basement, and his parents were right upstairs. So apparently he was like this big wrestler guy and wasn't letting anybody upstairs to like keep the secret, I guess.
So what, people were pooping and puking up in his room?
In his room, in his any sort of trash can that was available.
Was he accusing you of doing it, or did he say, "Hey, this is just what happened"?
This is just what happened.
Okay.
And I was like, I might have been guilty of that. I don't know. I don't remember.
yeah, that's.
I may have done that.
That's a terrible feeling when you wake up in the morning and do not remember how you got where you are.
Well, it depends on. It depends on how you were received by those around you, right? Because I can wake up and be like, oh, I don't remember what the hell happened last night. I walk into the kitchen, and if I get mean mugged by my wife, I'm like, I'm not going to ask. If I see her and it's a simple, how do you feel today? Then I know to ask, right? I mean, that's my first thing. Or if you walk into work, you know, like if there's a work party or something, and everyone's like, hey, man, boss wants to talk to you. It's like, oh, no. And the worst part is I don't even know what I'm going to get in trouble for because I don't remember. One of my favorite phone calls was from Ted. And we've told the story before, but you downed like all that gin. We went to a work fun, Ted is, I mean, drunk. And it was a comedy of errors the entire night, whatever. The next morning, however, get the phone call from Ted. Hey, man, I didn't do anything stupid last night, did I? And I just started laughing. I'm like, bro, the shorter answer is, what did you do that was not stupid? Right? Because there's maybe three things. Otherwise, everything you did last night.
But we got you covered. We got you covered.
We got you covered.
Did, but also, remember, because I had dropped my phone falling out of Miles' car, so the screen is broke. So I knew you were the last person I had called.
Right.
So I was like, well, I'll just call him and see what happened.
Yeah.
The phone fell right underneath the middle of my car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, directly in the pouring down rain. I mean, I was just like, no! I had to, like, army crawl underneath my car on a busy interstate to get the phone out from underneath it. I'm like, this is how I die.
And the best thing about this was earlier the day before the evening that we had this work function, they had sent out the email or whatever it was, hey, no drinking at work events. Remember, that was the big thing.
Oh, yeah. We would drink.
We would drink.
I mean, technically, I did.
Right, exactly.
You didn't.
Right.
None of us did.
We did.
We didn't have a drop of alcohol.
We came in ready to go.
Yeah, we showed up drunk. Ted just. But the whole thing with Ted, you were fine when we first got there, but it's one of those things where you processed all of that alcohol all at once, and you went from normal Ted to, oh, my God, this dude is so goddamn drunk, we don't know what to do.
And my roommate, the next morning, I'm like, hey, and this, not DB, the other one, I was like, what happened? He goes, dude, it sounded, he goes, Miles, like, walked you in. He goes, then you put your head underneath the sink and drank more water than I've seen a human. He goes, then you held on to the back of a chair for 5 minutes, drank more water, walked to your bed, and fell asleep.
What is the craziest phone call that you've ever had to make or that you've received? 206-421-ROCK.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Mike, people are suggesting you use poopery. It's like putting your stink on a diet.
Poopery is
That's
great.
The only thing that works.
Okay.
We don't have any here at work.
We've learned something about Mike today.
I know. I wish you could see how intense it was. That's the only thing that works.
Oh, man. Today we toast an unidentified man from Goose Creek, South Carolina. Now, a local resident, we were talking about Porch Pirates a couple of minutes ago. A resident there posted a video of today's honoree onto the local Facebook thing because he was stealing Amazon packages that had been left on porches in the neighborhood. And apparently this guy struck a bunch of different locations. Now, no one recognized the guy, but they had the video and a description, which was then forwarded to the police. Well, the following day, in a completely unrelated court case, police in the courtroom noticed that one of the men there not only fit the description of the porch pirate, he was wearing the exact same shirt that he'd been recorded wearing the day before. He was the same guy. He ended up getting arrested.
Damn.
Cops had no idea who he was. Like anything, they weren't going to look that hard, but yeah, I want to say it was like a green and red North Face shirt or something, right? That's the only real description they had. His face is blurry like most of those cameras. Cops are in the courtroom. They keep looking at this guy like, where do we know him from, right? No one can quite track. And finally, one of them was like, hey, man, pull up that video. That's the guy. So yeah, 24 hours later, Damn. Wearing the exact same clothes. Yes, very stupid. But that's why we honor him today. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.